Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, September 11th. Colorado's Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn has formally kicked off her campaign to run for governor. She joins a crowded Democratic primary race. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Several high-profile Democrats are already running, including Congressman Jared Polis, former State Senator Mike Johnston, former State Treasurer Kerry Kennedy, and businessman Noel Ginsburg. Lynn previously served as an executive at the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan. Hickenlooper appointed her lieutenant governor last year.
I mean, there's nobody who's better prepared to be governor from day one. She understands health care. She's the lieutenant governor and chief operating officer, so she knows every bit about how to really run the state, and she inspires people. All these people love working for her.
But Hickenlooper went on to add that she'll have to go out on her own and prove herself. He says he won't endorse anyone as long as the candidates remain positive and don't attack each other. A number of Republicans are also expected to vie for their party's nomination. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Bureau of Reclamation will conduct maintenance and repair work beginning today at the Paonia Dam and Reservoir in a project that will last into November. Upwards of 10 to 15 workers will be using 5 to 8 pieces of heavy equipment daily during the project. Crews will be working on a bulkhead that is atop a 70-foot-high water intake tower near the dam. Crews will begin assembling equipment today. The drawdown of the reservoir will start later this week, and then work on the project commences on September 18th. The bulkhead needs repair work after an air bubble forced its way up the intake tower, forcing the bulkhead to move up and down and damaging a seal that prevents water and debris from flowing into the dam's outlet works. The trash rack that houses the bulkhead also needs to be replaced. The damaged top of the tower will be replaced with an aluminum support system and trash rack. Another problem the work will begin to address is excessive buildup of sediment in the reservoir. Muddy Creek, the main source of water into the reservoir, deposits an estimated 101 acre-feet of sediment per year into the reservoir. Sediment that seeps into the dam gums up the outflow works and reduces the storage capacity of the reservoir. Reclamation is working with the North Fork Water Conservancy District, the United States Geological Survey, and the Fire Mountain Canal and Reservoir Company. Stephen Fletcher, president of Fire Mountain Canal, spoke with KVNF News about the project. He said the project should not affect the canal too much.
As far as the construction this fall, there'd really be no impacts on the canal itself, except that we're, you know, getting rid of the danger of the bulkhead falling into the inlet works, or outlet works, I should say. And which could be disastrous down, you know, in future years. But basically, we're going to run out of water about the normal time, maybe just a little bit earlier, giving us a little more window for construction. But as far as the operations on the canal, it's not going to affect that.
Water has been drawn down in the reservoir before, occasionally impacting when the water to the canal has been shut off. The upcoming work on the dam has been planned for a while, and was originally going to be done last year.
This is the first time we've, you know, actually worked on the reservoir like this. We've had it drawn down a couple times to do some inspections and look at things, and we had anticipated working on it last fall, where we, you know, had pretty well got her drawn down for it. But by the time we had everything in order, it was getting too late into the year that we didn't have enough time before winter set in to get the work done.
Fire Mountain Canal has 488 shareholders, and irrigation water from the canal reaches some 15,300 acres of agricultural land around Paonia and Hotchkiss. Fletcher said users of the canal have been preparing for the construction work for a long time.
I think so. Yeah, we sent out newsletters, you know, had a public meeting explaining things, what we were going to do and what was, you know, what was going on, and put it in our newsletter that went out. So, yeah, we've been trying to keep everybody, you know, informed of what's going to happen.
Governor John Hickenlooper testified before Congress last week on his bipartisan health care proposal aimed at stabilizing the health insurance market. He and Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich came up with the plan. Four other governors also spoke in support of the proposal. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The plan would keep Obamacare's individual mandate in place for now. It asked the Trump administration to also keep cost-sharing reductions for health insurers, and it would give insurers tax breaks for competing in underserved areas and help those companies cover the costs of sick enrollees. Hickenlooper notes that in Colorado, 14 Western Slope counties only have one provider to choose from.
So many of these pools end up being dominated by the least healthy individuals, especially people that have chronic diseases. One of our great challenges is to make sure that we get more people participating in the system, because that's what drives down premium costs.
Four other governors also testified before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Hickenlooper and Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio are spearheading the effort. The national coverage has had some speculating on the future political ambitions of both Kasich and Hickenlooper. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
As a number of wildfires rage throughout the West, state lawmakers are discussing how best to reduce the wildfire risk in Colorado. A committee met on Friday to discuss the issue. Benta Berkland was there.
The committee examining wildfire-related issues spent part of the day listening to experts. Curtis Heaton is with the U.S. Forest Service and directs safety, fire, and aviation management for the Rocky Mountain region. He testified that there's a huge need for more controlled fires in national forests and grasslands throughout the West.
The ecosystems just need it. It's just a natural part. The amount of acres that would need to be burned on an annual approach is probably close to 200,000. We know that's not realistic. Our 10-year average in Colorado alone is around 19,000 acres through prescribed fire.
He says funding, personnel, and air quality issues are all hurdles. The Bipartisan Wildfire Matters Review Committee is wrapping up its work and coming up with possible legislation for next year. I'm Benta Berkland.
And in a press release from the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office, four suspects have been charged in a double homicide of two children found Friday morning on a farm outside of Norwood. Deputies discovered two deceased females, approximately 5 to 10 years of age. The girls are believed to have been deceased at least 2 weeks. Sheriff Bill Masters said, quote, "In my 37 years as sheriff, I have never seen anything as cruel and heartless as this," end quote. We'll have more on this story in tomorrow's newscast. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.